the amount of hits that we've had to put on other families. Right. Now, here you go. You're just rocking the boat with this freedom stuff. That's all I have to say. Thanks.
Thanks, Mike. That was good.
Friend of the show, lawyer extraordinaire Jeff O'Brien. Good morning,
sir. How's your head? Does it hurt? Because I think Drew's does from banging against the wall a moment ago.
My goodness.
No, I have heard these arguments over and over and over and over again for years. I've been a proponent of Sunday sales ever since I was in a college Republican 20 years ago. I think we tried to get it into the Republican Party platform unsuccessfully, I might add. Number one argument I hear, and I've got friends on that oppose this, that have liquor stores or bars, whatever it is. And the number one reason you hear as to why we need to maintain this ban is this whole slippery slope argument about we don't want to end up with the liquor being sold in grocery stores and gas stations. And so then I say, you know, as lawyers, we've now had to learn how to compete with legal Zoom and Rocket, lawyer, and the internet. Nobody was shutting down anything for the benefit of our profession.
Right.
Right,
right.
And we learn to adapt.
You learn to adapt. That,
you know, and these businesses are, you know, I know a lot of them. They're smart business owners. There are a number of different things that this, you know, that if this passes today, that we can do to, you know, make them, you know, that they can still be competitive against, you know, the total wine and some of the grocery stores that are out there selling it.
Yeah, there are competitive advantages to be had against the big box retailers or that everybody's afraid of. Or if we do one day get to the point where grocery stores are allowed to sell beer, liquor, wine, whatever, there are competitive advantages to be had by a liquor store. And some people are going to continue to choose to shop there. And the smart Absolutely. Business owners are going to Absolutely. Figure out how to adapt.
Absolutely. I think the locals are much more adept.
Yes.
To measure the pulse of what local breweries are in demand and making sure that all the favorite locals are in stock versus the big box.
Exactly.
That are going to try to sell, you know, a lot of, you know, the national brands cheap. And I think that really could be their new unique selling proposition is your local liquor store may become your, other than going to the brewery itself or the distillery itself or the winery itself, may become your best source for local products.
Yep. Yep. And, you know, have a more educated staff, have a staff that can really help Absolutely. You